Picture in a frame, and late at night I call your name. It's never enough time for loving you. And all those silly games we played, all those nights I should have stayed. There's never enough time for loving you. And oh, never enough. And oh, never enough. Point that engine south, put that lipstick on your mouth. You know what I like. And I'll be waiting at the station, thinking about our situation. Oh, you know what I like. And oh, never enough. And oh, never enough. There's never enough time to show how much I care. Just ain't fair. I will come to you, come to me. And I will come to you, come to me. Late at night on my TV, the stuff they're trying to sell to me is just a substitute for your love. Twice as much for one third more, hoping you'll be at my door, bargain with my soul for your love. And oh, never enough. And oh, never enough. Never enough time to show how much I care. Never enough time, Lord, it just ain't fair. I will come to you, come to me. So I will come to you, come to me. Feel less, hope more, eat less, chew more, wine less, breathe more, talk less, say more, hate less, love more, hate less, love more, love more, love more, love more. Never enough time to show how much I care. There's never enough time, Lord, it just ain't fair. I will come to you, come to me. I will come to you, come to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will come to you, come to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will come to you, come to me. Come to me.
Come to me.
Oh, come to me, baby.
Come to me.
That's Manitoba Hal with Come To Me from his new album. It's entitled Dancing in the Moonlight. It's just been released. Great to have him join me at Folk Music Ontario. It's the conference, takes place annually. I think for most people, it's homecoming weekend, a chance for people to meet up with a lot of friends, hear some fabulous music. From my point of view, being in radio, it's a great opportunity to get loads of interviews. It's great to have Manitoba Hal in the studio with me today. How are you doing, Hal?
I'm doing good, Jan. Thank you for having me.
You having a great conference?
I am, and you're right. It absolutely is homecoming. I always refer to these things, as well as festivals, as summer camp for musicians. Most of the time we spend our lives in our own little cars driving from town to town doing our shows. We hardly ever see each other. At these things, it becomes this massive love-in where you see all your old friends and connect with presenters and artists alike, and it's just... it's a great time.
Well, the neat thing about this conference from my point of view is I get to see people making music in all sorts of different ways. And it's fascinating to see the different directions they move in. You're pretty unique because you've decided that the ukulele demands more respect. and really have, I would say, gone out of your way to show that even though it's a small instrument, it's still a perfect way to play the blues.
I think so. I don't know that I started out by going out of my way to show that it demanded respect. For me, it was a case of it just became an obsession. I would go out on the road playing guitar, and many of your listeners might remember the days where that's all you ever saw me doing. And then I started playing ukulele. I would play one or two songs in the middle of a set as just a change of pace. People kept asking for more and more songs. And so over a couple of years of touring, it started to be I was playing a couple guitar songs every set just for a change of pace. And then it was like, well, there's something going on here. And a friend of mine pointed out to me at the time that, you know, whenever I play the ukulele and do some of these things, I get a little twinkle in my eye. And so I think I just fell in love with the juxtaposition of this thin, twinkly little instrument, I don't know how to describe it, sitting above my voice and surprising people with the level of emotion it could carry. Everyone assumes it's a happy instrument, and it can be happy, but it's also possessed of a huge melancholy. So you can really wrench heartstrings with it if you look for that in it.
Do you find that as an instrument that you're always constantly learning new things with it? I see a lot of people, you know, saying, well, you know, if you want to play a musical instrument, why not start with the ukulele? Because it's only the four strings. There's less to actually have to get on top of. Do you still find that there is more to learn, that there's more to explore, there's more ways to get sound out of the instrument?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things about the ukulele that people miss, you know, they do assume, oh, it's simpler to get into because only four strings. But that presents a huge limitation. You know, most ukuleles, the concert size that people buy, has an octave and a half range. So in terms of how many notes you can play and the kind of music, you really start to have to be creative because you can't go from a really low note like on a piano to a really high note. But you want to convey the same kind of emotion and convey the same energy. And it almost demands more creativity because you only have these principal tones in a chord. Many of your listeners are probably music theoreticians better than I am. Without going into a lot of it, you need three notes to make a chord. You need the root, the third, and the fifth of the scale. I'm not going to go beyond that. A ukulele only gives you four choices, which means that any chord that has anything more than one additional tone, you have to drop something out. And that creates a neat possibility for arrangement because you have to, how can you use your voice to fill in the missing depth, or how do you build the arrangement so when you drop out this other piece of the chord, it doesn't feel like something has dropped out. It feels like the additions have been made. And so I think that in that respect, there's a constant learning curve that's going on. There's constant sort of drive to be more creative and more focused with your arrangement of music. Chord vocabulary becomes essential because you cannot be lazy. That's the part that I think keeps me going is that, you know, I can play C, F, and G for 4 hours just like anybody, but I can turn around and I can play C in four or five different places with different tonalities to them, all being still the same C major chord. And so I can play a song like doing a song for some of my students right now that is C and G7 are the only chords in the song. But you can listen to a 3-minute phrase and hear tons of changes, and it sounds really interesting, but I'm never playing anything but C major and G7. Again, judicious use of a chord form and knowing how open strings and fretted notes can combine to create what you're after. And I found guitar never really led me that way. Even playing open tune slide guitar, while I still used partial chords, it was so easy to just always fall back on these unison strings that exist in the instrument. And, you know, you go, okay, well, there's my note. I don't need to think about where to find that note. It's right there, you know, and now I'm playing a chord and that note that I want doesn't exist. How do I get that into my music so that people hear it? It's fun.
You know, I knew there was a reason that I love to interview musicians, and that in a 5-minute segment is exactly why I love to hear the passion and also learn a little bit more about the subtleties of music creation. I just think that's absolutely fantastic. Let's talk about this new album. The album is entitled Dancing in the Moonlight.
Dancing in the Moonlight, yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Dancing in the Moonlight was a detour is the best way of talking about it. Like all artists, at least I assume I'm like every other artist, I don't want to assume that I'm completely unique and special in the world, although I think sometimes we are. I have to plan my life 6-8 months ahead of time because I'm scheduled to play and so on. And so I planned for this record to do a recording of murder ballads. I have a few serial songs that I've been using about this one story of a woman who gets cheated on and then murdered, and you know, her killer. I mean, it just became this writing thread over a number of years. And so we had decided, my management team and I, Nicole Colbeck is my manager out of Ottawa, Little Acorn Music Management. We had decided that what I would do is put this album together of all of these different songs and write a couple more and string together this narrative, kind of like a criminal case or a procedural cop drama on show, but in a record form. That was the plan. Well, as I started writing, that plan pretty much disappeared. It turned out that what I was really doing was conjuring. And what I mean by that is Dancing in the Moonlight is a song all about conjuring love. Come to Me is this song of two lovers and one singing to the other one, I'm going to meet you halfway, meet me halfway. Doesn't say it in quite those terms, but that's really what it's about. It's about saying there's a give and a take to the whole thing. Sweet Honey Bee is a love song to a honeybee from the point of view of the hive, and saying that, you know, you don't have to treat me anything special. I'll be there when you come home and I'll be a great home for you. What I found was the whole album became, instead of this procedural murder trial story with its dramas and upsets, became about conjuring love. Dancing in the Moonlight is all about, you know, this guy has all the voodoo implements and he's going to cast a spell to bring you to his heart. So it's like, obviously, I'm not thinking about the darker side of life as I'm trying to write in this case. So it was a bit of a detour and a very pleasant one.
I'm interested in the covers. When I see Wayfaring Stranger on an album, it always fascinates me as to where people were going when they pick a song like that.
Part of the process of recording this record was I recorded in a couple of different places. One was Leah Maurice's House of Harmony in Fingal, Ontario. She's got that lovely church there. And I did a house concert there last year, and I noticed that the acoustics in the sanctuary were just incredible. And so I asked her if she would mind if I came and lived in her house for a week and used the sanctuary to record some tracks, primarily vocal tracks, because I wanted the open sound for the voices. And she said, sure. And so in the process of recording all the records, some of it in my hometown of Shelburne and then traveling, there became this whole notion again of the wandering traveling artist who's conjuring love. Not that I am. It's not a Lonely Hearts commercial, ladies, or men for that matter. I'm an equal opportunity employer, I guess. But my point being that, you know, as I went through the whole thing, it's like, well, I am a wayfaring stranger. My father had passed away recently. So I guess it just kind of felt into this whole traveling notion of the whole thing.
Does that also fit with the fact that you were originally from the West?
Very possibly, yeah. I lived in Winnipeg for 25 years. I actually went to high school out in Abbotsford, British Columbia. So I'm a Western boy who now lives on the East Coast in Nova Scotia, right down in Shelburne on a beautiful town. And I spend a lot of my time on the highways. In fact, I've often joked that when I'm on tour is when my life makes sense to me. When I'm home, doing all the things that normal people do is when I feel the most awkward and out of place. You know, I seem to fit in a van down by the river. I don't know if that means anything, but...
No, I think it's great. I love to understand the process people go through in, you know, picking the songs that they're going to produce in an album, but also some of the other ideas that are sitting in behind there. You know, why pick that song? What is the attraction? I'd like to play another song from the album just now. Why don't we play Sweet Honey Bee?
Oh, yeah, that would be a great one. Leah Maurice sang backup on that along with Alison Brown. And we have Karen Morand playing some lovely accordion, on that track as well.
And you played slide uke, tenor uke, and uke bass. How many different ukuleles are there?
Well, there's becoming more and more. Traditionally, from the history of the instrument, there are four main sizes of ukulele. Soprano is the smallest. That's the one most people see and think of when they think of a ukulele. Concert is a little bit bigger than soprano, but it's basically the same thing. Tenor is a little bit bigger again, and it's tuned the same way, but it often uses a low G on the tuning. Now, this is getting a little theory esoteric again, but traditional ukulele tuning is known as reentrant, and it's the my dog has fleas tuning. A tenor ukulele replaces the my with a low my, and so it's an ascending scale like a guitar. And then there's baritone, which are the top four strings of a guitar. Now, once we had that established and that was comfortable, people have gone to the nth degree on it. There are piccolo ukuleles called sopraninos that are like so tiny. There are banjo ukuleles, so banjo skins. Bass ukuleles have started to become a thing, and they're essentially a baritone ukulele with these big sort of elastic, rubbery kind of strings, and they sound very much like an upright bass, but it's in a small package. And so you'll start to see orchestras and traveling musicians using this instead of bigger instruments.
You know? That's a great explanation. Let's play that track just now. Sure. This is Manitoba Hal from the new album, Dancing in the Moonlight. We're going to listen to Sweet Honeybee. And on this track, Manitoba Hal plays slide uke, tenor uke, and uke bass. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
Sweet honeybee, call me your lover. All I ever wanted was you. I could make such a good home, my sweet honeybee. Buzz around my heart for a little while. Buzz around my heart for a little while. Call me home when your buzzing is done, when the flowers of spring have withered and gone. Sweet honeybee, I could be your hive, sweet honeybee. Buzz around my heart for a little while. Buzz around my heart for a little while. I could be such a good, good home. Sweet like a flower in the noonday sun. I could keep you safe and warm, sweet honeybee. Call me honey, let me know when you're coming home. I'll be there when your pollinating is done, my honeybees. Buzz around my heart for a little while. Buzz around my heart for a little while. Buzz around my heart for a little while. Buzz around my heart for a little while.
That's Manitoba Hal with Sweet Honeybee from his new album, Dancing in the Moonlight. He's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're in the mobile studio that many people would say is actually just a hotel room. But hey, some of the best music at this conference takes place in hotel rooms, so I don't feel so bad about that. I'd like to talk about the live experience. Obviously, you mentioned in the first half of this interview you're on the road quite a bit. When you play live, is it mainly a solo show?
Mainly. I do collaborate more and more. And what I try to do is pick up musicians wherever I go. And I've developed relationships over the years with musicians across Canada and in other countries. And so more and more you're starting to see me with side people, but they're people I've picked up because I'm where I'm going. It's kind of grew out of the fact that it was hard to keep a band together in the early days. You know, when I was starting out, I wasn't popular enough to work steady, so I could get out for a two-week tour or a one-month tour, and I could put a band together for that, but then they would all scatter to the wind before I had any more work to give them, and so I'd be starting over with new players the next time I went out. So I kept looking for solutions to be an effective solo show. That's how I developed the whole looping background technology and a way to push the ukulele beyond its limited soundscape to be a much more broad instrument and to fill in a lot more space.
But looping has become a tremendously effective tool, particularly for people who as you mentioned, you know, are out on the road where they don't have the ability to pull a band together to create a bigger sound, especially when you think that, you know, you're using ukulele.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely much more popular. I was very familiar with looping, but I'd only ever seen it in the context of Robert Fripp and Frippertronics. Of course, people don't often think about it, but Les Paul was the first looper who used the tape reels. I'd known about looping, but I'd never seen it in a practical sense for guys like me. And what I meant by that is I've learned from my experience that the more difficult something is to achieve on stage, I don't mean difficult musically, but just difficult to consistently do. Like if you're doing a little dance with your pedals or whatever, the more chances something's going to screw up on a regular basis. And so I always look for things that have to be rock solid and, yeah, I can achieve this every single time. So I was looking for something in my show, and then KT Tunstall came out with her big hit, Black Heart and a Cherry Tree, and she was doing the Today Show or one of these big daytime shows. And she walks on stage with a microphone and a tambourine, and she, you know, starts beats on her guitar and hits the tambourine, and in 30 seconds had this amazing background part for this really rockin' tune that still gets me hyped whenever I hear it. And in that 3-minute clip or whatever that was, I realized looping had become really mainstream and a tool you could now use in that context, where instead of it being recording whole phrases and segments of songs and then playing over it bits, you'd create these snips, little tiny bits, and you could drop them in and out. And I mean, it's even more sophisticated now than those days. That just blew my mind. And so I went out and got a looper almost the next day, and I spent a year working with it and practicing with it before I ever went on stage. And now it's like I'm never without one.
Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
The best way to do it is through either one of two websites. ManitobaHal.com is my direct link to my name. That's the province, ManitobaHal.com. Or if you want to think of me another way, UkuleleBluesman.com is also links directly to my website. On the one site that you're going to get from either of those targets, there are videos of me in performance. There's where I'm going to be playing live. That you can sign up for my mailing list, which you'll, so you'll get newsletters from me occasionally. You can listen to samples from the new record. Actually, you can listen to the whole record online, stream it. And if you want to buy it, there's a link there for that too. And I'd be happy and grateful if you did. But I just want everyone to hear the music and to come to the shows.
One of the things that's clear from this interview is how much you love to talk about ukuleles.
Oh, I'm a huge passion for the instrument and for music, and I like nothing better than to share that with people.
We're going to finish with another track from the album. The track we've selected is Daylight. Can you tell us about that one?
Daylight is a song that I actually wrote a couple years ago. It's on a record of mine. It was released on a record called Devil on the Wall. And what happened was I was writing in this cottage in Fort Coulanges, Quebec, right on the shore of the Coulanges River. And it was this wonderful solar-powered cottage. It was October, and it was right around FMO time, right around this conference time, but I didn't go that year. And the cottage was it's solar-powered and self-sufficient, so all I had to do every day was cut wood, cook for myself, and write music. That was the reason I was there. And one morning, it was about Wednesday, there was a big full moon out, and there's no curtains on this cottage because there's nobody to look in. And this bright full moon came shining down on me. And if I can abide just about anything at night and sleep through it, but light in my face is not one of them. There I am, 4 a.m, waking up to this glorious full moon and the moonlight all through the cottage. I got up, went down, lit a fire, and put a pot of tea on and lit some candles and started playing music, and all of a sudden Daylight popped out, and it's my ode to people who have the night terrors. You know, for many years, I don't suffer from chronic insomnia. I won't call it that, but every so often, I'm kept awake by these thoughts, and in those moments when I'm kept awake, it can be the bad voices. It can be the, you shouldn't have said that when you were talking to Jan. You're full of crap. Or whatever. All the things we're not supposed to say to ourselves. You know, really what it is. And I'm like that. I beat myself up pretty hard on that way. And so this was, Daylight is my ode to those people and a reminder that no matter how it looks in the middle of the night when you're up and all that bad stuff, there's a new day tomorrow and the day is coming.
That's a wonderful way to finish. Manitoba Hal, it's been a great pleasure having you join us today. This is Manitoba Hal with Daylight from the new album Dancing in the Moonlight. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And I'm Jan Hall. Fabulous.
Thank you, Jan.
This is for those who've lost their way. Simple lyric for those lost in the fray. Daylight's coming, it's gonna be a brand new day. You've got to hold on to hope, hold on to joy. Grab that feeling like a child grabs a brand new toy. Daylight's coming, it's gonna be a brand new day. They say the night's always darkest before the dawn, and that pale moonlight will soon be gone. Just a little while before daylight. This is for those who need a little bit of light, those who need help in the middle of the night. Daylight's coming, it's gonna be alright. Daylight's coming, it's gonna be alright. Daylight's coming, it's gonna be alright.